Hello and welcome to the Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns and thank you so much, football friends, for listening to this podcast. It's going to be all about my football club, Leeds United. And you know what? If you're a Leeds United fan, like me, please don't get down. Do not get down. Just look at the Championship table. 17 games played, sitting 7th, 1 point behind the playoffs, on 26 points. Got a lot to be positive about. I'm not going to get too down. We've lost one game against Newcastle, who are top of the league. They've got a manager who 12 months ago was managing Cristiano Ronaldo, the man who was about to win the Ballon d'Or. Let's all remember, he's now managing a Championship team. They're doing very well. They beat us. They beat Leeds 2-0 at Elland Road. But remember, Champions League manager, Rafael Benitez, Champions League winner. Remember, we're Leeds United. Very young squad, lot of loan players, new, very young manager. In comparison to Rafa Benitez's experience, he's a kid. He's a year 7 at secondary school. He's a kid. He is not in sixth form yet. Everything's all right. Everything is all right. But, oh, I've brought the butt in. Oh, Rob Green. Robbie. Greeno. Green Barmy. Rob Green. R-O-B-G-E-E-N. What were you doing, mate? We need to get you to Rio de Janeiro. We need to get him on the beaches of Rio, practicing volleyball, I think. Because as this awful pass by the ginger Perlo, who's now playing the Championship, Jack Colback, remember, you're in the Championship, mate. For Newcastle, awful hike up ball. Oh, Rob Green, he's running towards his goal. He's stepping back, he's walking backwards. And as he getting towards the line, you're thinking, where's this ball going? Don't worry, we've got a goalkeeper. They're allowed to use their hands. They can catch the ball. Remember, goalkeepers can catch the ball. All you got to do, mate, just tip it over the bar. Just tip it over the bar. You know, like a lovely Brazilian woman's volleyball player. Rob, if you were called Roberta Grinos and you were the Brazilian beach ball player, I think you would have just tipped that over the bar, wouldn't you, mate? But you're not. Your name's Rob Green and you're in your late 30s and you play for Leeds United. You are not Roberta Grinos from Brazil, from Rio. It was poor. The last major mistake, if we sort of discount the corner at Norwich, which we won. The last major mistake from Rob Green, I'd say, was at the start of the season when you're on Sky, QPR. Okay, that was a long, long time ago. Look how far we've come since then. Look how far we've come. Don't worry, Rob Green. Don't worry. It's this thing now with Leeds fans on the Facebook groups, which I'll be posting this podcast and hopefully you'll be sharing and liking and sending to your Leeds friends. It's the discussion that's open now. Rob Green or Silvestri? Silvestri has been playing very well in the League Cup. Won us the game against Norwich in the League Cup. 3 penalty saves. Fair play. But Leeds fans, we need to have long memories because Silvestri was part of the 6 players who didn't want to play for our club. Start of the season, even liked that tweet advocating Gary Monk to be sacked. Let's remember that. That wasn't too long ago. Last season, him and Belushi, our Anton Deck, our comedic duo, not Newcastle's, our comedic duo, but they were playing for us in our starting lineup, forcing the owner to tell the manager to play them. Remember that. But it's this thing with Silvestri now, because we all know he's a very good goalkeeper, which he showed against Norwich, which he's shown in the past. He's a great shot stopper. Is he like that kid in the classroom where, you know, when you think it's cool to be with like the bad kids? And I'm talking the bad kids are like Belushi, Bianchi, not the worst kids, but, you know, disruptive, not very good at football. Antonucci, playing for themselves, Bamba. And maybe Silvestri's just like, oh, I'm cool, I'm with these cool kids. And the owner likes us because we're part of the cool kids. We're the cool kids that like the owner. I don't know if there's a comparison with that in school, but I'm not sure the head teacher likes the bad kids. But that shouldn't be the way. But maybe when the bad kids leave and that smart kid is left on his own and he's got to make new friends because he doesn't want to be on his own. He's actually quite smart, quite intelligent, good goalkeeper, good with his hands, good shot stopper. Not great with his feet, but obviously he can work at that. What, Rob Green? We all know he's not great with his feet. Could he develop? Do you know this kid? Can he develop? You're all getting the analogy, aren't you? You're all getting I'm talking about Silvestri. Can he develop into a good keeper? Is it time to swap? I'm not ready for that swap yet. Maybe Gary Monk is, though. Maybe a large proportion of the Leeds fans are. But all I would say is just stick with caution. Silvestri's getting better in our heads the less he plays. We need to remember what he's done. A lot of bad things for our football club. Rob Green is a very, very honest professional. Is Silvestri the honest professional? You answer that question. But let's just think about it before we go get Rob Green out the team definitively. Because remember, he's just on a one-year contract. If that's over, that could be the end of his Leeds career. If he stands on the bench now, could be the end of his Leeds career. So let's think about that. He's done a lot of good. 0-0, he saved that Dwight Gayle chance. And then gave Gayle a goal 10 minutes later. Maybe I'm at fault. Maybe me, Alex Mearns, presenter of the Football Hour, is at fault. Because I went to the pub in West Hampstead in North London to watch the game. I wasn't one of the 36,002 people who went to the game. Fair play. Fair play to all of you. It was honestly brilliant seeing Elland Road sell out again. I wish I was there, but as I've said on the podcast before, I'm a student at university who earns £7.20 and has to work on weekends. It's hard for me to get to Leeds games, but I show my passion for the club through doing podcasts, through watching the games, through listening to Adam Pope, through Twitter, looking at Phil Hay. I'm proud about this team and I'm proud about all the fans that were there at the weekend. Maybe it was me to blame because I went to the pub, I went to the bar. First thing I ordered, what was it? Pint of Guinness. Pint of bloody Guinness. Black and white, you idiot, Mearns. You should have ordered a pale ale with milk in. White, through and through. Pale ale with milk. It probably would have costed a lot in London, that. But I got a Guinness, and that's a bad omen, wasn't it? Black and white. And Newcastle. I can't even remember if they were playing in black and white. I don't think they were they? They were playing in, was it like a purpley kit? Anyway, whatever kit they were winning, they were wearing, they won. 2-0, Dwight Gayle. They showed the class, Newcastle, didn't they? Really showed their class. But so did the Leeds United fans and the Newcastle fans on the 11th minute in supporting Gary Speed. And I'm 24, so I don't remember Gary Speed winning the title with Leeds. I was born that year, the last champions of England. Before the Premier League. Don't have a go at me. I'd say before the Premier League. He's a man I remember more in a Newcastle shirt. He's a man I remember more in a Newcastle shirt. And I just remember this really fit, great header of the ball, honest pro, good tackler, just tremendous engine. That's what I mean by fit, just up and down the pitch. And then Leeds fans always tell you what a man he was. What a man he was in that midfield of Strachan, Batts and McAllister. And both sets of fans showed their support for Gary Speed. It was tremendous. It's a shame Leeds just couldn't give the performance which Gary Speed deserved. But Newcastle deserved the win. Newcastle deserved the win. They were complete level above us. Complete level above us. Jonjo Shelvey ran that midfield. Absolutely ran that midfield. What a player. Phillips, Vieira, O'Kane, we just couldn't get near him. And I woke up on Monday to go onto Twitter to read Moscow White's always tremendous reviews of Leeds games and Leeds events, what's happening in Elland Road, around Elland Road. And obviously Phillips' name has keep cropping up on Twitter. He had this bad performance. Let's compare him to Jonjo Shelvey. He's a few years behind in his development. Jonjo Shelvey was a young player at Charlton. We all knew he had a tremendous future. Went to Liverpool, big club, like Leeds United. I know, obviously, they were playing Champions League football, going for titles, stuff like that. But big, big club, like Leeds United. It took Jonjo Shelvey years to get to this point, and he's had to drop down a division. He had to leave Swansea, go to Newcastle, he got relegated, and now he's proven his class in the Championship. Let's just let Calvin Phillips develop like Jonjo Shelvey has, without the tarnish on the back that he's a bad player, that he's reckless, that his technique's not there yet. Calvin Phillips is a top player. The Barnsley game that I was at earlier in the season, which we won 2-1. What performance! He just won October Young Player of the Month in the whole of the Championship. One performance against Newcastle, against Jonjo Shelvey, who's a top player. Absolute top player. One performance bad. That's what I'm saying, start of the podcast. We're sitting seventh with a very young team, with a great young manager. Let's just let these players develop into what Newcastle are doing. It takes time, but it's just one game. I'm buzzing for the weekend. Rotherham, let's just go and smash them. And then we've got Villa, which is just going to be another monumental game. Just because we've lost to Newcastle doesn't mean the bubble's burst. Come on, Leeds fans. Let's get behind the team against Rotherham and then against Villa. And we can do it. We can get playoffs. It's exciting times, as I keep saying. Ellen Road's full. We've got one of the best young managers in the league. Chris Wood is finally turning into a player, which I never thought he would be. We've got Pontus Janssen. He's a colossus. We've got great young players. Let's fill these players with confidence. Let's not burst their bubble. Let's keep filling it with air. Because I'm excited. I'm optimistic. We lost 2-0 to Newcastle. They've got Real Madrid's former manager. And they spent 50 mil in the summer. What have we got? A team full of loans and still an owner, which we're hoping is going to leave soon. So we're a club which hasn't got the stability of Newcastle, but we're going to get there. Come on, Leeds. Let's go beat Rotherham at the weekend. I'm expecting a 2-0 win. Come on, batter them lot and get back in the playoff places. This is what this league's like. You go up and down, you go up and down. We might have been in the playoff places. We'll be there. We'll be there. Don't worry. Right. I've been going on a bit too long. I think that's everything I want to say. Right, I've been Alex Mearns, Leeds fan, talking for the Football Hour. If you're Leeds United fans and you've not listened to the Football Hour before and this is your first time listening to it, go on iTunes. If you listen on iTunes, just click subscribe. Search on iTunes podcast app. Search the Football Hour. I do loads of podcasts about Leeds United. You go through a back catalogue and I'm starting to be positive. I'm buzzing about Leeds at the moment. Let's not worry about it. So yeah, thank you for listening to Football Hour. I've been Alex Mearns. See you around soon.